There's a really special thing happening in Northeast Michigan today and throughout the month that I want to talk about. Many people maybe even don't know. I think many people know that there is a Hall of Fame baseball player from the area named Kai Kyler, and it is a celebration of Kai Kyler in Harrisville this month. And we are going to be joined by Kai's granddaughter, Kyan Kyler. And good afternoon, Kyan. How are you? Thank you for taking some time.
Well, thank you, Brad. And actually, my name is Kyan Krutlin. I'm not a Kyler. I mean, I'm a Kyler, but my name is Krutlin.
No, it is Krutlin. In fact, that's what's written right here on my paper in front of me. But I just got ahead of myself on that. But yes,
yeah, no problem.
There's a whole month of things happening for Kai, but that starts today in Harrisville, right?
Yeah, the Alcona County Library is kind of the umbrella of this celebration, and they have a reception starting at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, at the library. So there's baseball cookies and there's cake, of course. But they've got a series. I think there's 18. I call them posters, and they take you through Hazen Kai Kyler's life. And the first one, which just sets the tone, is a picture of Sturgeon Point, when it was years ago, baseball was big there, and there's a baseball game, and the heading on that poster says, Birth of a Hall of Famer. So that kind of sets the tone, and there's wonderful pictures as you march through his life. They're posted on the ends of the bookshelves.
Yeah, it's something that everybody should go and check out to see. Now, there are many events happening throughout the month, but yeah, there's that reception that starts tonight at 5 p.m., but is this something that if people just stop by the library that they'll be able to kind of see some of these things?
Yep, it'll be up all month.
Perfect.
And then there's on every Thursday through September, then, will be something. There's a couple of speakers. One is Ron Waldo. He wrote the Hazen Kai Kyler baseball biography. And another speaker will be Jim Haller from the Heinz Museum in Pittsburgh. Kyler played for both Chicago and Pittsburgh because it's primary teams. Mm-hmm. And then there's a round table. When we were putting this together, we got telling stories, and it was so enjoyable with Kyler stories and stories of Harrisville. So we have a round table, and some of the people are family, but some actually were alive and interacted with him as kids. He'd help them with their ball game. He'd help them with their pitching or their fielding.
That sounds like a lot of the things that I read about him, of him being, just this kind of great person. You and I were kind of laughing, and the things I read throughout the week preparing for this interview, I saw something, things that, of course, you think of baseball in the 20s, 30s, 40s. It was, those guys weren't always the best of people. I mean, there was
a
lot of things.
They were pretty rough.
Yeah, it was a rough life at that time, but Hazen Kai was not like that whatsoever. I mean, there was many people on there going, yeah, this guy, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, wasn't chasing women. But all of these things that a lot of baseball players were, it's not like him.
Not like him, no. And maybe part of that is he traveled with his wife, well, Bertha. They call her Mike, Bertha mm-hmm. Mike. And so she went with him quite often, as did my mother. My mother wouldn't start school until October on those wonderful years that they were in the series, mm-hmm. the World Series. So she would travel also.
Yeah.
So that kind of maybe, kept Hazen in line a little bit. No, I don't think so. I think he was just that kind of a guy.
No, I think you're right. It might have helped a little bit. But it made it where he wasn't so, he couldn't be influenced by the people around him. But it's a great thing that, we're starting this today. And, even though it's technically the month of September that this event is happening, starting it today, and today's a special day for Kai.
Today would be his birthday. Yep.
Yeah.
He was born on August 30th, 1898.
Yeah,
so that's why they picked today. Yeah.
Yeah. A nice cool 124 years old for Hazen there. So, no, I think that's awesome that this is something that they're getting underway. I mentioned when I was first opening this interview that there's a lot of people who I feel like maybe don't even really know. Like, they may have seen, the highway that's named for, Kai Kyler. Like, there used to be the restaurant. Like, there was a lot of things that people might have seen the name, but they didn't really know that there's a baseball Hall of Famer that lived here when he got inducted in, I think, in the 60s.
68,
yeah. Yeah, he moved in. So, unfortunately, after his death, that he was put into the Hall of Fame by the Veterans Committee. But You know, a lot of people don't always know, so I think this is an awesome event where people will be able to learn more about
him. Yeah, that's true, and learn a little bit. Harrisville is learning a little bit about itself, too. I have not seen the community come together like they have, particularly for the ball game. We have an old folks, old players, old-timers, they're saying, ball game. Everybody's over 50.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people volunteered, like, I'll make the sign, I'll paint the sign, I'll help with the field, you know, I'll donate for the scoreboard, I'll make the scoreboard. I mean, all this is just such a community thing. It does my heart good to see that.
No, I love hearing about all these types of things. Yeah, that old-timers game is Sunday the 18th at 1 p.m. Yeah,
yep.
At Kyler Park, which is it's on Lake Street, I believe.
Right, it's on the north end of Lake Street. That'd be the one that runs by the harbor.
Yeah, exactly. So I make sure that you can take that in, go and enjoy that, and enjoy just all of the great things that are happening here. I mean, there's baseball, movies, there's speakers. I think that round table sounds immensely interesting.
That'll be fun. I think that'll be fun.
I really think so, too. So people should be able to come and absolutely check this out. Kyanne Krutland, I really appreciate you taking some time, and I hope tons of people come out for the open house. Come out every Thursday, and this pretty much everything except for the baseball game is at the Alcona Library right there on Main Street in Harrisville, right?
That's right. It's on M72, just west of the light.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure that people check that out. Kyanne, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for generosity and your stories. And I hope that, again, lots of people take this in Harrisville, and hope it's a great month.
Thank you so much, Brad.